History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is no way for the court to right this wrong. That was Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer on Friday afternoon. Alec Baldwin could be seen teary-eyed as the judge made her decision, his head in his hands, and hugging his attorney. A very weird plot twist that happened in this case.
Don't think anybody saw this one coming.
We have Emily D. Baker, the internet's go-to entertainment legal analyst, a prior LA deputy district attorney. You can check out the Emily Show podcast. You can find her on the Law Nerd app or lawnerdapp.com, a fantastic YouTube host that explains all of these things to us. Emily, good morning. Welcome to the show. And can you quickly explain what the court was trying to prove, or what the prosecution was trying to prove?
What happened
with Alec Baldwin and what was what mistakes did they make in trying to prove their case?
Good morning. It was a wild, wild day in court. I've never seen anything quite like it. But the defense made a motion late Thursday night after they had such a devastating day in court, asking the court to dismiss the case or to give them an instruction to the jury, because they say the prosecution withheld evidence. And as the day began, I was like, this is a reach. We're going to have a half hour hearing and be done. And then the court asked for witnesses, and then the jury got sent home, and then there were witnesses, and the court found the prosecution did in fact withhold evidence. And the only remedy for that wrong by the prosecution was to dismiss the entire case. And the prosecution said when she testified, because the prosecutor took the stand of her own choice, that she didn't see the evidence as relevant to this case, and no, it wasn't turned over to the defense, but it shouldn't matter. And the court disagreed very strongly.
So let's say that that information, that evidence or whatever, had been presented properly and the trial had continued. Do you feel whatever that was going to make a difference, or...
That evidence probably wouldn't make a huge difference to Alec Baldwin's case, which is why it's so frustrating to look at, because it has to do with someone who's a friend with Thel Reed holding on to bullets that may have been mixed from the set of 1883, much more consequential to Hannah Gutierrez's case, but her lawyer knew about it, which is, I think, how Baldwin's lawyer knew about it, because Hannah's lawyer let them know that that witness existed and what he had. And when they didn't see it from the prosecutors, they brought it up.
Now, can they try to retry this?
No, this case is done. It was dismissed with prejudice. They've already indicted Baldwin twice. There is no further criminal remedy for Alec Baldwin. The civil cases still, of course, go on, but there is no remedy for this wrong by the prosecution and law enforcement. And it's going to have some consequences for law enforcement because of the way the judge found that violation. So that's going to come up in their future cases, that a case has gotten dismissed because of their action in not putting this evidence under the same case number and not disclosing it to defense.
How come withholding evidence purposefully in a manslaughter case is not like a crime in and of itself?
Mm.
The judge did not find that it was in bad faith, so there's not much more that they can do. But the judge did not say that this was just an error. Sometimes this happens in error. Things get missed and
sure,
things don't get turned over. Cases still get dismissed for it. But the court came very close to saying this was done purposefully and intentionally. But the remedy for that violation to Baldwin is to dismiss the case. But for law enforcement, again, the Brady violation can end up coming back in future cases where they will be asked about it. And the special prosecutor, there's not much that can happen. She's the special prosecutor. It's not like she's going to get terminated from working at the DA's office or anything. She was hired just for this case. And the DA's office yesterday said she's going to keep handling the Hannah Gutierrez case.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, does this affect the Hannah Gutierrez case then?
That part shouldn't, because Hannah's lawyer knew this was Hannah's lawyer's witness. Hannah's lawyer should have known about this evidence. Of course, I want to see his motion to see what he did know. And as to Hannah, it's a different standard after conviction when these things are discovered. You have to show it would make a difference to the jury. Yeah. This might not make a difference to the jury. But there are other reports that didn't get turned over to Hannah's lawyer. And I'm very interested to see the argument about those reports from one of the gun experts that never got turned over either. So this wasn't just this bit of evidence. There had been other things and other reports that hadn't gotten turned over as well. And that came up in the hearing when Baldwin's lawyer cross-examined the prosecutor, not just about other things that hadn't gotten turned over, but what, if any, names she called Alec Baldwin. And man, his head whipped up in court when they were asking if she had been calling him some less flattering names.
Wow. Emily D. Baker.
It's just wild.
I understand you're going to see NKOTB in concert tonight.
I am. It's one of the things I'm excited about because now I won't be in court till late Mountain Time, so I can actually go see New Kids on the Block tonight here in Tennessee.
Knew you were a blockhead, woman of good taste.
There we are.
Well, you know,
well deserved.
I would love to have you up here. We can't pay for it, but we do have a pool party that we could probably get you into if you like New Kids on the Block that much.
I've heard. I will absolutely message you. Look. My summer concert season has gotten a lot more fun now that the trials are off the docket.
Send me a text. If you can get to Boston, I'll get you in.
Oh, I will.
We will get you in. Emily D. Baker. Thank you so much, Emily. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, y'all. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Again, follow Emily D. Baker.
She's so amazing.
Across all of the social media stuff. You can find her on the Law Nerd app. You can also find her on YouTube. And what she does is she does like a picture-in-picture. And so while the case is happening, she's showing that. But then also she'll stop it. She'll explain what just happened in the courtroom. She'll speed it up. She'll slow it down. And it just it makes it a lot easier to understand. And especially with a lot of the big celebrity cases that she covers. It's a great way to watch these cases and keep it interesting.
It really is.
She can finally rest with Karen Reed and Alec Baldwin done.
That is a fact. She can have a breathe.
Again, look her up online, Emily D. Baker. Find her on the Law Nerd app or just look up Emily D. Baker on YouTube.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.